Blog Talk Radio.
Sandy, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing? This is Ms. Baldy at the Ms. Baldy Radio Show with the Hilltop All-Stars and the Hilltop Radio Show DJ Sean. I want to say good evening to everyone. How's everyone doing on this lovely, cold, rainy day here in Alabama? DJ Sean, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Just excited. Tuesday night, Ms. Baldy's radio show. Ready to get started and see who the special guest you have tonight coming on. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Ms. Katina, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How are you doing? Is it raining there?
No, actually today was a pretty decent day. We had about, I would say, maybe a high of 68, close to 70 this afternoon.
Oh, wow. Y'all had better weather.
We had rain yesterday.
Really? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Tell our guests a little about who Katina Marie is.
Katina Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lately I have had a lot going on. I have my own organization where I seek to empower and inspire women who may face life challenges. And me, as well as you, Ms. Baldy, we're fellow beautiful Baldies here. I am very passionate about being confident as a woman, owning your own power and strength and your own defining the way that you want to live your life. And hosting the first annual Bald and Beautiful pageant was something that I had as a dream of mine about 5 years ago. And due to life circumstances and things of that nature, I kind of let it sit for a while. But it is something that I was very passionate about. And after experiencing my mom go through pancreatic cancer, and we recently had to bury her, that was one project that she always would bring up and encourage me to kind of rebirth. And after her passing, I became very intentional about making this an opportunity for other women who may have lost their hair for whatever it is, even if it's by choice, alopecia, lupus, cancer, giving them a platform so that they can show their confidence and their beauty, and we stand together to kind of, you know, redefine society's standards of what is beautiful. And everybody is not in a space where you and I are right now, you know, due to hair loss, right? So that's also an opportunity for other women who may be experiencing like situations to see, like, wow, you know, there are beautiful, educated, professional, career-driven women, successful entrepreneurs, people in politics and things of that nature, who they are just as beautiful with and without hair. So I wanted that to take place, and it has worked out so favorably. I've met some awesome people, including you, and I just want to side note, thank you for this platform to be able to share what we are going to have going on here in Dallas, Texas, September 28th, about our beauty pageant. But thank you for allowing us to have this platform to share a little bit more. I know it was something kind of last minute for me, so we have had so many inquiries about participating, how to support, how to sponsor. What is it? Will you have it again next year? I didn't plan for it. And I'm like, this is something I absolutely have to push all the way through. It has to be extraordinary as any other pageant would be. And I'm just interested to see who's going to hold the crown and the title for Miss Baldy of the Year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So what can we expect? I'm sorry.
No, I was going to mess with her, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
What was you about to say?
I was going to say, can it be a Mr. Baldy to win the title? You know what I'm saying? Can it be a brother?
But listen, really, I do have something in the making, so stay tuned. It's not just about being bald, but Mr. Distinguished. That is going to be the next showcase, and this is strictly for the male. So
you can go ahead and put my name on that right now, DJ Sean.
Get up there and show off up there.
I do have a serious question, though, if you don't mind,
sure.
Sandy. What made you, you know, come to this point? You know, you know, alopecia. What made you go and give back to, you know, to the other women that, you know, haven't, you know, like I know Sandy's story. You know, she hid it for, you know, 20 some years. You know, you still have people today that's hiding it. You know, that feel embarrassed and things mm-hmm. like that. Why did you come to this point in your battle with it? You know, after your battle, you're fine because you're an advocate for it. Why did you come to the point where you wanted to help others with it?
Honestly, when I came, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I transitioned to Texas for a job opportunity and for also for my son to have a greater opportunity for football here in Texas. And when I got here, what I realized is that there was almost like a shock factor to a lot of people, more so women, like, mm-hmm. you know, not in a negative way. It was more like, wow. You can't be from here. And I'm like, I've been here a year or so, you know, a little. And then they'll ask me about my journey and stuff like that. And I'll tell them. And actually, my hair loss was not due to alopecia. It was due to a rare immune deficiency that I have. And so the hair loss started thinning out my hair quite a bit. But I've always been known to be a outspoken, like, person, my personality. I've always changed my hair. So honestly, when I did it, I was shocked that many people in my circle didn't find it to be shocking. It was just like she done went to the extreme again, you know. So I rolled with it. I loved it. I loved the attention from it. And I was just like, you know what? It allows me to be true to who I am. But when I got mm-hmm. here in Dallas, I started running into more women who had like stories, but they hadn't made that step yet. And I started having conversations. I'm also a master life coach. So having some conversations where women were so afraid about what society, oh, my man will leave, or I won't be able to find true love, or I look terrible. And honestly, when I stepped into this full wholeness all the way in, I found that it's no different than if you put on lashes, earrings, a purse to match your shoes. It is truly a necessity. It is what's inside with that. So it pushed me to say, you know what? you don't see a lot of advocacy and things of that nature for a woman who may be going through something devastating, regardless if it's a loss of hair, gain weight, you know, skin disorders, whatever it is. We don't have that support. So I decided to say, you know what? I see some other women like Ms. Baldy having and being an advocate. So I'm going to join that fight. I'm going to set up platforms. I'm going to create a sisterhood. I'm going to create a community, regardless if you're bald or not. But in that event that something like that takes place, we come together as women, you know, to say, you know what, regardless, hey, when I talk to people and I just tell them Ms. Baldy, and it could be me, maybe I'm conceited, arrogant, but you cannot tell me when I get dressed and I go out that I ain't the baddest one in there. I feel every woman should have that attitude, but I do know that everybody's not in that space. So my purpose is to help be a vessel for women to get to that space.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because even with me, I've always been a dresser. I've always loved fashion, always. But once I shaved my head, I really began to dress, because people are going to stare. So I want to give you something to stare at. I want you to focus on me, because when I walk in a room, I don't hold my head down. Even if I'm nervous,
exactly.
I hold my head up. I know with a shout of doubt, like you said, I'm the baddest one in there. And that's how, you know, I want things to be with every woman, but everybody don't have that confidence. And then, like, from me, what I've learned in this alopecia journey or the hair loss journey, it's a lot of people with hair loss that are the biggest critics. It's a lot of people with hair loss that you have to go back and forth with, or they trying to have a competition on what you're doing. And for me, I just don't get it. I don't get it, because I'm thinking, when I shave my head, okay, I'm going to be around these sisters. We're going to support each other. We're going to do what we have to do for each other. But it was not like that. It wasn't like that at all. You find very few that's gonna stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
You find a lot of them that it's competition. Whatever you do, they want to do it, or they try to do it better, and that doesn't make any sense, because we all are battling something. And if we stick together, we can rock this thing. You know, hair loss can be anything, like you said, lupus, cancer, alopecia, perms, wigs, weeds, is a lot. And some people just shave their head just by choice.
And
that's true.
I shave my head because I hate hair. I don't like no hair. I've been bald-headed since the age of 16, real talk, and I hate hair. I got to shave my head tonight. I hate hair. I'm trying to find doctors that can make you lose hair instead of growing hair. I want to lose it. You know?
It is.
So let me ask you guys this. You know, I know how long, Sandy, it took you to come out. So, Ms. Marie, how long did it take you to, you know, to say, okay, I'm done with the wigs, I'm done with the hats, you know, I'm done hiding? How long did it take you after, you know, you found out what you were going through? How long did it take you to say, oh, well, I'm just going to be me, and if whoever don't like it, they ain't got to look? You know what I'm saying? How was that process for you? Yeah.
So I think mine is a little bit different because of the medical condition, what I was going through. And the hair loss was a side effect. And even now, if I chose to, I just don't like it anymore. So I honestly have to be seriously real and say, at first, the initial, I was more afraid of all of the things they said, this blood stuff that I got going on, how it could affect my kidneys. You know, I have children. So even though the hair loss was a reminder of the illness, it wasn't my main priority. And then again, my circle of people has always known. I actually used to own a hair boutique shop in the mall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I rock wigs, quick weaves, all of that, all the time. But as I'm taking this medication, when you got to take your French braids down and you just see hair, I knew what mine was from, you know. Mm-hmm. So the more hair I saw, I just felt like I wasn't getting better. Once I said, okay, things are getting better, do I want to go back? I just didn't want to go back. I just didn't want to go back because I kind of thought I looked pretty okay. I'm like, wait a minute. And my kids, I do have to show the biggest support to my children. They are the ones that, because it was just like, I've rocked a ball fade before. I've had blonde hair before. I've had long hair. Like, so again, it wasn't really a surprise. So even though I had a little anxiety about it, the way people responded to me made it much better. And I'm just thankful for that. And I do know that that's not everybody's story, but I was at that point where, like, wow, the hair loss means I'm getting sicker or, you know, or the medication ain't working, stuff like that. It wasn't really a priority. I just wanted to make sure that I was going to be here for my children. And it worked out. It worked out. Wow. And now I just rock it.
I mean, you know, introducing, there was another Valdi sister that I became friends with a couple of years ago, and she introduced me to Sandy and about a couple of months ago. And, you know, and I'm like, man, y'all some, I don't say beautiful, y'all not beautiful, y'all some sexy bald sisters, because y'all got it going on. Y'all, I mean, some of y'all look better than the ones that had the weaves and in the wigs and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing that you know, getting to know Sandy and, you know, and her journey and everything and, you know, and her attitude now toward it and helping others. You guys need all the support, you know, need mm-hmm. all the, you know, the sponsors need to really, you know, get on board, because this is just like, you know, having cancer or having, you know, another, you know, awareness that, you know, everybody concentrates on. And I'm not knocking that, but, you know, this is just as bad as, you know, the other awarenesses. And I'm glad that we can have a platform like that to have, you know, men, women, and then come find out, you know, dogs have it as well, too. So,
yeah,
you know, just imagine if a Scooby-Doo had it, you know what I'm saying? You know, you hear him on his cartoons, you know, talking and everything. But I commend you guys, and, you know, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and don't allow negativity stop you guys' journey from getting other people that have low self-esteem behind it, you know, more, you know, in tune to themselves and be like, look, you look just as good as you, you know, you were with hair on your head, stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose behind this pageant, not for just those who are in, I would say, a more comfortable space like Ms. Baldy and I, but also for those who ain't quite ready yet. And then being able to provide a community of support, you know, so if they want to talk about it or they want to try to shave it first, but maybe not go in public, you know, start off slow, maybe around the house. Those are some things that I've shared with other women that have reached out to me, like, how do you, and you look, and you do too, sis. It's just when you feel okay within yourself, all that energy and confidence, that feeling, that aura you have when you go in public, they're going to see it. Will people look? Yes. But to be honest, a lot of that looking is a initial shocker, right? But it's the shocker of the bare beauty, and then a lot of envy. I get a lot because I work yes. in a retail too, part-time. And I dress, I do my thing, and I get a lot of women say, I wish I could. I don't know the shape of my head. I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I could. And I ain't going to, don't even let me start talking about the men. Because I was like, y'all got these ladies out here buying all this $300-$500 wigs. And ain't nothing wrong with it, because I used to do it too. But sometimes it's just truly loving who you are, being confident, that is just as sexy if you had long locks down your back.
Yeah, because, you know, it's very difficult, especially in the, I'm sorry, Sean.
No, go ahead. It's your show. You know me, I run my mouth because I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, no, it's difficult, like, especially in the beginning. I can't say, and when I first shaved my head, I wasn't nervous or scared. But as I said recently, the first thing I did after I got myself together, after shaving my head, I took pictures and sent it to my children and my mm-hmm. grandchildren. And when they did not respond negatively, nothing else mattered. And then, even like today, you know, these days, I can be in a restaurant or in a store, and a woman is staring, and I used to get aggravated. I'm like, why does she keep staring at me? But it's not that she's staring at me in a negative way, like you said. 9 times out of 10, she have alopecia mm-hmm. or cancer, but she's not that bold, because several women have came and whispered to me, I'm bald too. And I'm like, oh, really? Then, you know, we'll take a picture together, and mm-hmm. I give them my card. So all stares are not negative stares. Some stares be like, I wish I could. I wish I
exactly.
could do this. And like you said earlier, some women want to shave their head. I heard women say, but their husbands will leave them, or their boyfriends
oh,
will leave
yes.
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
You hear a lot mm-hmm. of that, you know, and that's mm-hmm. crazy, because now you're still not being who you want to be. You being who someone else want you to be. And for me, if you can't accept me, bald, then you can't accept me, because, for one, I'm not wearing a wig. Now, if I'm in a fashion show, you know, sometimes you have to wear a wig,
mm-hmm.
then come
mm-hmm.
out in our bald head. But to wear a wig again, no, I will not do it for anybody. No, I will not, because I'm confident in who I am. When God revealed to me who I really was, oh, mm-hmm. I'm not going back. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. I love
yeah.
my bald head.
And, I love mine,
and,
too.
And for the men that, you know, their wife or, you know, their significant other, you know, would get up and leave them because of a, you know, a disorder, that's a coward. You know what I'm saying? Because if I was dating or married to someone that had alopecia, like I said, I'd cut my hair in support of that. You have to be, mm-hmm. you know, some people are just not supportive on, you know, when someone goes through something, they're so quick to be negative themselves and jump up and run. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, it happens a lot, especially from my experience of talking with some of the women. And I don't really relate to that, but I can understand it, where they're hesitant about it. And you know, it's just something they're going to have to find deep, because it would be no different if the male was diagnosed with something and he, you know, had to have something cut off, something replaced, something, you know, would that be fair? But again, it's what society puts as acceptable. So is he a strong enough man to just love on her unconditionally with or without? And forget about what, because that's your wife, that's your woman. You go home with, she's going to take care of you. I can grow old together. She's still that same woman. Again, to me, it's just an accessory. I would rock a wig still to this day. It just depends. Now it's a true necessity. If I got an outfit on and I want to rock my fedora and I think that it would look better with a little wavy hair, I go reach in like I would reach in to change a different purse. But I can't wait to get home. I cannot wait to get home, but I do it for the look. Like, man, I'm just serious.
Wow.
My preference would be to be like that. Yeah, I love it. It gives you a different look, but yeah, I can't, not every day.
Uh-uh. I think like last month, maybe a month and a half ago, I cleaned out my bathroom. And I did a video and I put it on Facebook. I put all the wigs and weaves and hair products, combs, brush. I threw everything away because I was still holding on to something that I was ready to get rid of. But once you're still mm-hmm. holding on to it, you might go back to it. And I don't want to go back mm-hmm. to it. Where I got all kinds of hats, fedora hats, and I'm going to rock my hats with this bald head. I don't want hair. I just don't ever want. After I seen who I became without hair,
mm-hmm.
and God showed me, there was things to me I did not even know that I could do, because I was too busy hiding the fact that I was going bald, that mm-hmm. some things I couldn't even concentrate on. But now, girl, no. So tell me what's going on at your pageant?
So I'm super excited. So I literally, this makes week four, not even a complete week four yet. So it ain't even been a month since we announced that we were hosting the pageant, right? And when
right.
I say the response, that's how I knew I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I've met some awesome people like yourself, giving free game, sponsoring. I'll be on the news next week, Thursday, CW33. I mean, as soon as I sent all the emails out to people to say, hey, I want to talk about it, share for your viewers, your listeners, or whatever, people just back, like really supporting the journey, the mission behind it. And I'm just like overwhelmed. So we had 84 women submit a interest form and being a part of the casting call. That was in the first 2.5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
We're doing final auditions this week. So Thursday, Friday, and two sessions on Saturday. People are set up. They got their schedules. And believe it or not, you know, we're hosting it here in Texas, but I would probably say 90% of the individuals who want to be a part, who are going through the selection process, are from all over. I'm talking about Arizona. A lot of people from Alabama, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, like Arizona, just everywhere. Like I'm meeting some wonderful, wonderful. Some of these ladies that are a part of this process hold some very heavy titles. And when I say they connected me to people to connect to me, and I'm just like, this is just unbelievable.
Now, you said they're trying out. What are some of the things that you're looking for the ladies to be in the pageant? What are the qualifications, if you feel like saying, or you don't have to say
I'll share a little bit. So most and foremost, we're looking for the confidence, which is going to show. We're looking for that personality, someone who feels good in their skin, and individuality, you know, just let us see. We will be having them demonstrate a particular pageant walk and pose and things of that nature. But the categories that we have lined out, these are categories that they'll be judged on. It's no different than any other pageant. The only thing that's missing is hair. So they're going to have their face on. They're going to have their formal gowns on. We got talent. We got swimsuit/beach attire. Categories. We got the questionnaire, and we have some heavy hitters. When I say heavy hitters, some real, real good people that are going to be judging. So it's not like we're looking for a certain height, weight, size, or anything. Truly, it's going to be about the confidence, because winning this title doesn't mean that it just ends on September 28th. There will be expectations to help advocate, to help raise awareness about what women may go through, support groups. So it's work to do. I mean, there's a pretty nice prize package that's going to be tied to this crown and title as well. But the whole idea is to give them a platform, opportunity. But when they leave, whoever is crowned, their job is to advocate, bring awareness. So then maybe, again, somebody get in contact with for next year, they may now say, you know what, I'm ready to compete now. And my goal is, I've been meeting some nice people. People are training me and teaching me, like, you know what, Katina, when you, this right here, now we need to focus on going statewide. And then maybe 2 to 3 years, we set expectations to go national. And that's my goal.
And you're in Dallas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, yes.
Now, do you have a lot of – now, I know you said you're going to be on television. Do you have, a lot of coverage, you know, newspaper, other, you know, radio, television? Do you have that supporting you?
Okay. It's all in the working. And remember, this week just makes me hit – and we're not even done with the week. So it's all happening so fast that I had to go out and get me a marketing team, like a brand management team. Like, it's happening. I'm doing that plus this. Like, so many moving factors, because it really, truly just took off. That's how I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So the team that I'm working with, they got some phenomenal ideas. Like I said, the news, some of the radio stations have already, in one day, literally, I hit that button today, and I just got stuff back. Can you come April 4th? Can you do this? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I need to hurry up and move quickly, because the more people we reach, you know, we have our early bird tickets on sale right now. They may want to purchase. They may want to sponsor, be involved in it, learn more about it, prepare for next year. So I have to make sure that the back office work is in place and be prepared for that. So the support is just amazing. I'm like really, really overwhelmed, but I'm actually very thankful for being able to do and having that reassurance, like this is what I'm supposed to do.
Sandy, I have one more question, and I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to make a phone call, because I have some good contacts out there in Dallas, I think, that you can utilize their help, and they
awesome.
Can really help you on. Now the person that wins the crown, they're not just mm-hmm. winning something. They have something to do for that whole, you guys
Absolutely.
Give them something to do for that whole
Absolutely.
Year until they come back.
For the whole year.
Wow.
The whole year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The whole year. Because we want, it's about raising awareness. If that winner mm-hmm. is not in Texas, maybe she's in Tennessee. Do your work there. Do your work there. Drive them back to us here where we are building the community of sisterhood. Bring them back here. That's your job. Now I shift it to you. Now you become a vessel. You become a support. You become an advocate, too. Now you bring on, at least I think they said, how they say it? You reach one, teach one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what we need to do, the domino effect. Grabber, 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 grabber. So, no, I'm not just having a regular pageant just to be, it's not a fashion show. No, it's very similar to Miss America. So you got
work
to do, Miss America. You don't get the prize package, the sash, and the crown, and get the dough.
She got some work.
She
got to
be on
girl.
News. She got to put in the work. She got to put in the work. So that's the whole a piece of the idea behind it, is to build that community of sisterhood. And it may not be all women who are bald, but it may be someone that knows someone that's going through something. I do have an awesome event that's coming up. It's a women's retreat, but I can't tell too much. Because Miss Baldy, she ain't wrong. Some people just be like, oh, I'm going to try to do it. So I ain't going to say too much, but what I will say, this right here is going to lock us in. It's going to lock us in. And I'm only having a limited number of people join us because I need for it to be personal. I need for it to be intimate so we can break through some of these things that may go beyond just the fact of I lost my hair.
Wow.
You know?
That is so true, because it's so much more than hair. Your hair, some people say, well, it's just hair. No, it's not. It's more than just hair, because and on my journey, I was depressed. I was suicidal because of hair. I was losing my hair. I went through a lot. So it's not just hair. And, you know, and what you said, you had to be so careful when you put information out there, because people will snatch it up and claim it as theirs, and that's just so crazy. It's still not going to work the way it will work if you have done it, because what's for you, it is for you. And, you know, I'm listening to you and your pageant, and I just want to say to you, you can just go on out and send a crown to me. I will accept it. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But,
you
know,
I get a nice little care package. I think they might fight over the crown.
But, you know, I wish I can be there, and I'm still trying. And I know it's hard because, like, this will be my third alopecia walk this year on August the 3rd, and it takes a lot. It is not easy at all. When you go into it, you think, okay, I can do this, I can do that. No, it's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
But I promise you, I will not complain, because just of the women that have reached out, you know, doing the contact us on the website. I get the email, and they just like, thank you, and that it is, or I can't, but me and my daughter, I'm going to come down. You know, it's just like, we need something like this. We need a platform, an additional platform. If we come together as one and keep growing and growing, we'll have a variety of events, platforms, and things of that nature where we can help more more women who may face challenges with hair loss.
Yeah, because you never know, you know, what people going through, and this can be a savior for a lot of people. And that's how I look at when I'm doing things. I'm taking me out of the equation and thinking about
exactly.
other people. How would they feel? I didn't have all of this support when I went bald. I didn't have
mm-hmm.
all of this at all, but now it's so much help out there. And I want to change the subject for just a little bit. Then we're going to play some
mm-hmm.
music when Shawna come back.
Okay.
I was reading your bio, and you were talking about your struggle as a young parent. And tell
mm-hmm.
me a little about that. You don't have to get into your personal details, but, you know, get into a little of that for me.
I think it would be pretty much any daughter that parents had expectations on, and
mm-hmm.
you feel like you're doing the right thing and you're making them proud, and you know, got puppy love and you want to be grown, and then a young lady becomes a mom at a young age. And I had to make some decisions to try to become what I thought was the best parent, you know, provide the best parenting and things of that nature. So some of my decisions to make sure that I provided for my son, that we had things, were not always the greatest. You know, I'm a kid. I didn't know any better, you know. But
right.
I will say that, and that's what I talk about with my story, that where you start doesn't mean that's where you'll end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people carry that. They carry that stigma on their back. Oh, you can't do this. No, it doesn't mean because you were raised in a single family home, or that at one you were a teen mom, or the environment of where you live may be more of a poverty environment or more urban, that you ain't got all the resources. It does not mean that you still cannot excel and turn that around. And for me, I am very, very thankful for my family, for the support, my extended family, because it does take a village. You know, I wouldn't have been able to go to school if I didn't meet some of my friends' parents or the neighbor, you know, things of that nature, and his dad being involved and things of that nature that allowed me to experience another side of the world where
mm-hmm.
who's to say if I would have. And by going to school and meeting people and learning from my peers, like, oh, what is investments and what do you mean by that? You know, oh, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I can leave my son some money if I pass away. Like, you know, you learn things. Credit, okay, I heard about it, but why is that important? Once you start doing that and getting involved and taking education and seeing another part of life outside of what you're accustomed to, who's to
yeah.
say where you'll elevate to? And I just have been thankful to have a village and support from everyone to help me with my son. And then I had other children, too. They had phenomenal dads and things of that nature. I really feel I was blessed in that area to be someone to walk away with 3 college degrees. I've worked in a corporate sector as an executive director for 19 years in workforce development. I've been able to really excel. And if I sat down and really shared some of the trauma or the financial hardships that I experienced at a very, very young age, people will think like, yes, I know how to conduct myself in a corporate room. I know how to present. I know how to do all that. But I also know how to go back to my roots and be just as comfortable in the hood, you know, like I was
right.
just yesterday, you know. So I just feel like if we give each other opportunity, like, again, like we're talking about having a platform, you allowing me the opportunity to be here. We don't know who's listening tonight and just wants to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and fill out that that college application. I might start with just my associates, but I'm going to try it, or I'm going to go and get my GE. You just never know, because sometimes we get blindsided and think because we do something, I dare will never call my son a mistake, but it was a choice that was made. It just altered my journey. That's all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade him for the world. It just altered my journey. That's it.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's good, because sometimes you hear a person talk about the good things. I want to hear about Katina, not only
right.
just what she's doing now, but
mm-hmm.
we all have a past. You know, like you
that's
said, people
right.
are listening, and I want people to know, things, all things just don't happen overnight. We had to go through something to get mm-hmm. to the success or to get where we are now, because for me, it was hard for me to even, like, to speak because I have a lisp. I have a speaking mm-hmm. impairment, so I was kind of scared to even, you know, speak in front of people because I stutter. So that held me back a whole lot because I was ashamed because I stuttered. But now you're going to get me for who I am and what I am and how I say it. I can't change that.
Exactly.
I held myself back because I was scared. I know I'm a stutter and people are not going to take me serious or somebody going to laugh, because for me, my family was the biggest fear for me. They mm-hmm. are the ones that tormented me because I stuttered, you know, real, real bad. Believe me, I'm a whole lot better now than what I was growing up. I couldn't even say mm-hmm. I without stuttering, but that came from trauma. That came from things that happened to
exactly.
me. That caused mm-hmm. me to have that speech impairment. And it didn't get better. The more things happened to me, the worse it got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's so easy to talk about the good things. Now, sometimes you have to talk about what got you from step A to B to C, because like you said, somebody is listening. Somebody
exactly.
needs to know,
yeah.
you know, we didn't have a silver spoon in our mouth. We had to get what we needed to get.
As they used to say back in my day, we had to get it out the mud.
Yeah, it's 19,000 mm-hmm. people listening to the show right now. I just want to say this real quick before we go to music break. You know, Katina, I'm the type of person that believes in helping people. If you have the resources, you reach out and you use that resource, because a lot of people have phone numbers in there, you know, in a phone that can utilize and help someone else. People are so selfish today where they want to keep it to themselves and not help. So a while ago when I said I wanted to help you, I have mm-hmm. I have my Uncle Billy. Uncle Billy, you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi,
Uncle Billy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a little introduction. Uncle Billy was the first black producer on Fox out of Dallas. He was the first black first black DJ in Dallas, Texas. He's the godfather of Texas. He's the godfather of Texas, Dallas, Texas. And he's my uncle and I love him to death. So, Uncle Billy, I'm going to let Miss Katina tell you a little bit about what she's doing out there in Dallas in September, and I want to connect you with her so you can help her out with the resources that you have, you know, with TV and radio if possible.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd be glad to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Woo, y'all making me hot over here. I'm telling you. I'm a spiritual person, and I know what I know what I know. And I say that because this whole rebirthing of this project to host the first bald and beautiful pageant for women who are challenged with hair loss for medical conditions and or by choice, to make sure we have a platform for them to showcase their beauty, show them they're no different than a person who got locked down a back. But I know what I know when I tell y'all that I have not missed a beat, because God has put people in place so that this can be birthed. We are being servants, and I thank you so much, Sean, for even thinking to make that phone call to connect with your uncle to see if he would be willing, because today I spent probably about a good 2 hours just on, because I'm not from Dallas, so I don't know a lot. So I'm researching, you know, Dallas news stations, radio stations, and all that. And I drafted an email, and I just sent them all out, and I got a few back. But, man, I'm really, really honored, and I truly, truly appreciate. I just needed to say that before I talk about the project. But, man.
Yeah, Uncle Billy,
that's love.
I love him to death, and he's always there when I need him, and he's helped a lot of a lot of artists that I've connected him with and a lot of other people out in Dallas. And when you said you was in Dallas, Uncle Billy came to my mind, and he knows everybody. So, Uncle Billy, I'm going to let her explain to you what Miss Katina has going on, and then I'll make sure that I'll pass Miss Sandy your number over to her so she can get in touch with you this week or whenever you guys can possibly meet up, because she's in Dallas too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'd be glad to do that. The lady on Channel 8, she's wild about hair, so we need to try to get in contact with her right away.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness. That would be awesome, awesome. I want to – this is the first for us, and I say us, I mean the Baldy community in itself, of women who have, again, faced challenges and lost their hair. Like Ms. Baldy, I'm also bald. We're bald for different reasons, but we've grown to get in a stage where we're living in our skin. We are confident. But her and I both have interacted with women who are not at the same stage we are, and it's challenging. It's scary. You know, mental health people get depressed. People make terrible decisions because they don't feel like they're accepted. And we're fighting as a sisterhood. We're fighting to change the standards of what beauty is. And I was just telling Sean and Ms. Baldy, like, when I get dressed and I want to go out, I have an aura. You cannot tell me I'm not the finest thing that walk in there. Every woman should feel that way. But I know, because I don't feel that way every day, I know some women go through that, and it's a little bit more challenging, you know, for them. It's going to take time. And what I'm trying to do, Uncle Billy, is give a platform for a beauty pageant specifically for bald women, for whatever reason they are bald, to let them showcase their beauty, their confidence, because it should be, as we would Miss America or anybody else. But I'm hoping that it also taps into the ladies who may attend the pageant and see and be like, wow, she's beautiful with or without hair. She's beautiful. Some of the women that are part or the selection to be in the contest, be a contestant, I mean, they are corporate women. They are entrepreneurs, successful, beauty, small, tall, full figure, you name it. But that's how we were created uniquely, right? So why is it that because we don't have the hair for whatever reason, most of society doesn't see us as valued, as beautiful women, as whatever the stigma is? And I want to be a part of the journey to tear that down. And this first,
I don't know why they don't.
I don't know
why they don't. I don't.
Let me find out you like them bald.
Get my uncle in trouble.
Uh-oh. Hey, look, he over there.
I'm 89. I'm 89, you all. I'm 89 years old.
Yeah,
Mr.
so
Katina,
I would definitely appreciate
it.
That's awesome. Huh? Oh, it's September 28th, yes. And it's actually going to be held at the Mystique Art Center. They were even supportive with that, and we had a sponsor that covered the payment for that. I mean, people are really showing up and showing out. Our early bird tickets are on sale. People can go to sheador.org/info. That's sheador.org/info. They can go there, purchase their early bird tickets. We are looking for corporate sponsorship as well, and we really are in need of vendors. We have 8 slots left. The vendor fee is $150. I have been telling people to be mindful of the products that they have. Make sure that it's something that will attract the people who will be attending, you know. So all the information is on the website, and the early bird tickets are only $35, y'all, only $35. You can get them on Eventbrite, but if you want to bypass all of these, just go on our website and purchase those. We also have an awesome business owner who I connected with in Mystique. She owns a daiquiri shop, and she has asked me to bring her hard copy tickets, which I did, and she's selling them like hotcakes. So I'm just thankful again for all the support. But if we can get people to come on out and support, that's another thing that's really important. I don't want to get these women preparing for a pageant and we don't have a big turnout. Can you imagine how that would feel? Because it'd be all televised and a big turnout if it's Miss America. So we need to show up for these women and applaud them, and then the people who come to learn a little bit about, like, we're no different. It's just hair. It's just hair. When you get to that stage, you'll know it's just hair. I'm still Katina. She's still Miss Bosch.
So Uncle Billy, what I'll do is I'll make sure she gets your information, and you guys can, correspond with one another. And I know you have all the connections that will help her, you know, get more publicity there for her pageant.
And when did you say this will be? What date?
It's Saturday, September 28th. And September is actually Alopecia Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to celebrate all of that. But, yes, September 28th of this year.
Okay. I want you to – I'm sure I want you to meet some of our real estate people, and that's for sure, and to promote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also used to be the president of the Black Realtors Association in Texas as well, too. Yeah,
I have a lifetime membership. I have a lifetime membership, and also the first Black Realtor in Texas, and one of the oldest realtors is a Black group. That this group here, I have a lifetime membership with them, and I'm one of the oldest members that ever. One of the oldest members. And I'll be glad to do what I can to help here. I'm still getting around real good, and still a lot of people know me and my nephew down there. I won't let him down. I need my best. And I wrote a book about Billy. I was on Channel 8, the first one on Channel 11. On Operation Soul, we had it, and Jane Brown taking it away from us and taking it to Chicago to you know who, and he went on to L.A. But he is using the same format we use.
Yeah, he was the original. He Soul Train before it was taken from him and moved to Chicago.
Right.
And Soul Train started in Chicago. Well, actually, Soul Train started in Dallas, and then it was stolen from Uncle Billy and taken to Chicago,
yeah.
And then it ended up out in L.A. Yeah, that's history right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, they're not going to steal that.
Jay Brown, he didn't think it would make it in Dallas, and nor did we. So we were glad that he taken it there, because at that time, you know, Dallas wasn't really making a lot of stars because we didn't have no outlets like TV and radio. Well, we had radio, a lot of that. But so he wanted to take it there because he knew it would grow real fast. And I agreed with him at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, Katrina.
that's huge. Again, Sean, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my cash app is not as planned.
I'm going to send you a care package.
No, it's all about using your resources and knowing people and not burning your bridges. Be able to call someone such as my uncle and be like, "Unc, I got something going on. I need you," and he's always there. Usually everybody that I call and to help somebody, they're always, you know, they'll stop what they're doing to help that person because of that relationship I have with them, and not burning bridges and being true and honest with who you deal with. So, yeah, I can help. Yeah, this is my help.
You know, son, a DJ can talk to a DJ, you know, and a TV producer can talk to the TV producer as well, because we know how to do it.
So you can talk to people because you know how to do it.
Thank you so much.
We're going to work together, and we're going to help you out without a doubt. We're going to go the last mile of it.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for you, Katrina.
I'm gonna also go a little further, Uncle Billy. You know, my background is in college football, so I'm gonna reach out to the NFL Players Association in Dallas and Houston.
No way.
And have them see if we can get some of the ex-NFL players involved in it as well. So I'll call. I just talked to Garrett on Sunday. And I'm going to call him tomorrow and get you connected with him as well. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very well.
It's going to be in September. You know, we are national. We're not only Texas relative, is it called, for the black organization. So we're all over the country. But our president is from Houston, Texas. And I sure want her to know, because we know some people that had cancer and had to cut off all their hair. So we want her to know about you as well and some of the things you're doing. I think they can kind of give you all some support. I will see her next month. She'd be here in Dallas. I will see her next month.
All right.
So early Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Santa.
Santa. So you
came on
at the perfect time.
I'm telling you, y'all just don't know. I know that's favor.
Listen to one of the ladies talking about how she came up, and I was a foster child, and my brother and I. And, I mean, sometimes we had to be there to be something else. You know how people look at you a little bit different when you're a foster kid and something like that, and tell me that I would never be nothing. And I'm proud he told me that. I have been everything in my life that I ever wanted to be and more.
That's the goal.
You never, never quit. You just keep on going. And I mean, we're going to keep going when you come to Dallas. We have to do that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome, really. Thank you. That's awesome.
Okay. Thank you all. It's so nice to meet you.
The same here,
nice
sir.
To meet you too. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
You too, and thank you, my cousin and my nephew. You need to talk to me more. I've been missing you.
You know, I've been busy, but I'm gonna be obedient. Start getting you back your call.
I have to.
Love you.
I have to. I'll be down there to see you this summer, though. That's okay. I'll be down and spend maybe a day or two with you.
Okay. Yes, sir. I appreciate you and love you.
Well, I love you and love the ladies for what they're doing.
Love you too,
they're doing
sir.
A great job. Just keep on
thank
doing
you.
It. Don't never, never quit. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. DJ Sean.
Yes.
You play a song,
like a
please?
Big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to play a song.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Oh, the morning sun in all its glory, reach the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter, you can make it better, ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and praise to the one, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do, baby.
My host, Miss Katina Marie. I'm so excited for you. I can really speak. I want to thank the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. Sean.
Ma'am?
Did we have any questions from the audience?
Oh, yeah. Letitia Dorsey Magaha, she has a show here on the network. She did ask a question. Let me go back. She says, do you have a PSA?
I do not.
Because if you you know what? We're going to get her connected with the right people and get you a PSA so you can start, you know, getting it out there as well on the radio and stuff like this. Yeah. This is what we do. Hilltop Radio Show is family. And I use all my resources to help everybody that I feel, though, that needs the help. That's just how I
really appreciate that.
That's awesome. Because I started on here as just being a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have my own show. And, you know, it's just awesome how some people would take what they have and share it. And that's a blessing. And not bothering up that just trying to hold everything for themselves. They opening up their hands to, you know, to give out. But then when you open up your hands, that give God a chance to give back to you.
To give you
and
more.
That is a blessing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell
the
listeners how they can get in contact with you. Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners how they can get in contact with you.
So you can email me. It's sheador22@gmail.com. That's sheador22@gmail.com. You can also follow me on IG. Please follow me. We will be transitioning over with my marketing team so we can have something specifically for the pageant. But for now, if you can please follow she_adore22. It's she_ador22. And then we do now have a Facebook page specifically for updates and things pertaining directly to the Bald and Beauty pageant. So you can go on there and it's exactly and join our group. It's Bald and Beautiful Pageant. We're looking for more members. That's where we're going to have most of our updates and things. We're trying to centralize our updates and connections and bring everyone together. And again, although this pageant is for bald women, it's really about building a community of sisterhood. You may not be going through baldness. It may be feelings of depression, anxiety, and things of that nature. This pageant happens to be to support and provide a platform. But the way my mind is set up, I can be providing a platform for something else that us women that we have likely experienced, you know, to give that support.
Yeah.
So please, and of course, with the idea, well, not the idea, well, what's going to be coming for us for the women's retreat, we're bearing it all. We're bearing it all. So the information will be posted on my IG, and you can email me if you have questions, if you're interested in being a vendor for the event, if you're interested in how to get the early bird tickets. I'm a very personable person, so feel free to reach out, and I'll do my best to make sure I get back to everyone, but this has been phenomenal. And again, let's build a sisterhood. Let's normalize community again.
Need you to repeat your Instagram again. I'm getting people asking, what's your Instagram again?
So it's she_ador22. SHE_ADOR22.
All right.
That is awesome.
I want to ask you this: is there after party? Do you got, you know, you guys got an after party going on? You know, where are they going to be?
Let me tell
you.
So this is, again, this has happened so fast. I literally posted the video of me announcing. I was so nervous. My son, my youngest son, Malik, he was like, Mom, just do it. And all this that has taken place up to this special night with you guys has not even been a month. But one of the ideas is for us to have, and that's what I'm working with someone to try to find, because I don't know Dallas like that.
Well, you got my Uncle Billy. He knows the spot.
I know. Me and Billy, I might be your cousin. man, because I'd be thankful. I'd be grateful. Whatever I can do to help out, like, yes, because you helped me, I'm helping back out twice as hard. But that's what I'm looking for, a location where we can have an after party to celebrate the event, celebrate the title holder, and just enjoy and live life. I do know that we are going to be hosting a Baldies brunch that Sunday for those who can make it. So it's kind of a Saturday-Sunday thing. And I have been in contact with the owner of, I think it's Kiss Lounge downtown Dallas. So I need to circle and follow back up. But if anybody has any other great ideas or locations, I do apologize. I'm just not familiar with the area like that. I'm still learning. Texas is huge. If you got any suggestions or know someone who possibly will be willing to allow us to have the after party or the brunch, I would love to have a conversation and see if we can collaborate.
All right. Entertainment at the after party. You know, a live band, live artists, you know.
All of that, yeah. So we can bring all of that. Yeah, because I got six months to get it together. I really got 5 months because I'm also a project manager, so I'm very strategic. So I need to have everything locked in, ready to go. We have to absolutely make this show a big deal, a success for the participants and the guests who are coming. No different than if it was Miss America, Miss USA, whatever. We got to show them the same love.
Okay. All right. I might have to throw my services in there as well. Let me work on a couple of things on my end. I would love to come and, you know, and put it on demand for you, so people that can't make it, they can go to the computer and watch it and pay a fee, and that money goes toward the pageant and stuff like that as well too. So, you know,
that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah. Yes. So I'm super excited, and again, very, 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 very appreciative. You, Ms. Baldy, for one, for connecting and just believing without even knowing me. We had good conversation. I think I reached out and shared the website information. I'm like, you should be a part of this pageant. And then when you shared what you do and you're an advocate, we just connected just like that. And then for giving me this opportunity, meeting Sean, meeting Uncle Billy, like, y'all, it's like so surreal for me, but I know it's real because I'm a big believer. Like, things have been turning over like crazy. And this right here finna just be, I'm just so happy for the ladies who are going to be selected to be the contestants. We need to celebrate them.
Yeah, and you also having it in, you know, Dallas, you know, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, so, you know.
Whoa, wait a minute. You got to come out. Wait a minute.
Dallas. Well, like I told you, I'm going to try my hardest to be there. I'm going to really try because I want to be in on that smile you're going to have. I want to be in that big room of joy and laughter and people being surprised, and I don't believe this happened. I can't believe she did it this way. And the people that's going to show up and show out, I want to be a part of that. So I'm still planning to be there with you to share that moment with you for us.
Exactly. For us. I would love it.
Yes.
But it don't stop here. It's much more to come. I just need to now get a lot of the business things, the back office things in order. But I'm doing what, like I said, is something my mom, she kept saying, this is a great idea. You should. And when she was going through her pancreatic cancer, it did come to the point where she had to shave her hair. And she started rocking the earrings like I rock, got a little lip gloss, you know. She owned it, you know, all the way through. She owned it. And I miss her dearly, but I know she knows that, yes, we're going to do this. We're rebirthing this thing, and it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm going to start back doing it. I used to do here in Charlotte every November. We used to do it every November before the pandemic came. Pancreatic cancer here at the local college. We would have NFL's Player Association from Carolina, Washington, Houston, and Dallas. Those guys would come, and we would do a celebrity basketball and flag football and raise money for pancreatic cancer. And we're getting ready to start it back up next year. Yeah,
I would love to be a part of
Charlotte.
Volunteer to do whatever. Yes,
because
that's exactly what my mom battled, a long, hard fight, and I'm talking about she a fighter. But
We have one here. We do one here. We also do one in Houston. We do.
Oh, okay.
tackles for teal for ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, yeah.
And we do one in Louisiana for that one's breast cancer, and then we do ovarian cancer, pancreatic mm-hmm. cancer here. We do teal, pink, and purple. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Purple is pancreatic for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
And now we got to add blue for alopecia.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be so nice.
Oh yeah. Sean, what's the events we having in Augusta? And
Augusta, we're doing a Augusta event. We're doing a celebrity basketball 5-on-5. It's called the Augusta Shootout, and that's in August of this
okay.
year. And then we're doing and then I'm pulling it up now. Then we're doing another one called Rockin' the Rim, Battle of the Carolinas, artists from North Carolina versus the artists from South Carolina. Here in
nice.
Charlotte in October. Yeah. Yeah.
But in the review, what? Breast
and
cancer?
Breast cancer, lupus, alopecia, and heart disease are our four main, what we're focusing on for those events. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get together with that. I would love to be a part of that and get this stuff going. I can take a hot little flight down there in August. I need to show my face and show love back for sure. If you can please share that information with me.
Yeah, I'll get it to Sandy, and Sandy share it with you, and just let me know. And what I'm doing is I have a travel agency that's a sponsor, and they're sponsoring all Airbnbs for the guests that are coming from out of town. Yeah, that's how we're doing
nice.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Do we have any more questions, Sean?
No, I don't have any more questions. I know Double Chocolate is on with us. I think she
hey,
suffers from alopecia.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, babe. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
We are excellent, especially now. I know Miss Katina is excellent.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Roz, what's your middle name?
Marie.
Oh.
Katina, what's your middle name?
Marie.
And what's my middle name? And what's my middle name?
Marie.
My youngest daughter's middle name is Marie.
That is so crazy.
Was my great grandmother's first name, Marie, and I named my youngest daughter. I gave her my great grandmother's middle name. My great grandmother's first name, my youngest daughter's middle name. Yeah, Amani Marie
yeah.
Fisher. Yeah.
One of my grandkids' middle name is Marie. Sis, do you have any questions for our guests?
Unfortunately, I'm just getting on, so I don't really know what the topic was for tonight.
We were talking about events she's having, a pageant in Texas.
Oh,
that she's
what
having.
Wait a minute, Double Chocolate, ain't your daughter in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a school teacher. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My grandbaby.
All right, Miss Katina, there goes somebody else.
I definitely need to connect with you too, Miss Marie.
Yeah.
Trying to spread the word about the first annual. I'm saying first annual because this will be a recurring scene for us. Bald and Beautiful pageant, specifically for women who've experienced hair loss. Yes, providing a platform to showcase their beauty, their talent, their poise, their charisma, all that good stuff. And it's going to be a big thing. The response that I'm getting is a little bit overwhelming, but I'm here for it. And the support that I'm getting, I'm just, like, so grateful. So right now we do have early bird tickets available, and we're looking for vendors to be at the venue as well. It's September 28th, so we have time, but yes.
There you go, Raz. You can do Tiki Closet.
Hmm?
You can set up
Tiki Closet.
I sure can. And I also have mild alopecia, so, yeah, I might want to be a part of that.
All right, let's get connected for sure.
And I'll put her information on our group chat, Roz.
Okay. Cool deal.
This is just awesome. So, Sean, tell the people how they can get in contact with you. Don't talk about Google.
Google.
You already know.
I know he's going to say Google. Roz, tell the people how they can get in contact with you, although you just came on. She has her own radio show as well.
Okay. I'm coming. Hold on. Y'all can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat at Roz Marie. You can catch me on my Facebook pages, my business page, Tinky Closet. If you need to get a man, keep a man, marry a man, get your body contour, Yoni Steam, all that good stuff, I'm your one-stop shop. If you need some spiritual advice, hit me up on my Don Marie's Candle Shop. And make sure you check out one of the baddest shows on the Hilltop Network. That is Love.
What's it?
After Dark. With your truly double chocolate on Sunday night. Yeah. Don't do me, DJ Sean.
Look, at least she said one of the baddest shows. Yes, because this is top. One of the baddest shows. Again, my name is Miss Baldy. You can reach me on Facebook by my on my personal page. It's Sandy, Sandey. My last name is Green, Greene. On my alopecia page, don't stare, just ask. Hashtag alopecia. Instagram, fearless_woman68. And as always, on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars.
I do have another question real quick for Katrina. What is a master life coach?
So a master life coach is when you specialize in certain areas. I specialize in business services, mainly structuring, developing, structuring, and doing some consulting for development of nonprofits. And then because of my tenure in workforce solutions, I also do career development and what they call transformation coaching. And that's that whole transitioning maybe from where you're at in life and you just don't know how to pivot. You just need some good.
What happened? I think we lost her. Well,
I'm still here.
I guess the devil is trying to work.
Yeah, she'll call back.
No, the number's still on the board.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Roz.
I'm still here.
Okay.
If she's on earpiece, maybe her earpiece went out.
Oh, yeah.
You there? Katrina, you there?
I was like, did I lose them?
Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry about that. But what I was saying, Sean, is those three areas, business services, mainly people who want to start nonprofits. I help them develop that, identify their mission, file their articles of incorporation, help them become tax-exempt 501c3. I have a 96% success rate for the 501 tax exemption applications that I submit for organizations. And then because of my experience in workforce solutions, I developed the career development piece. So people who need job readiness skills, mock interviews, how to get things going, identifying, you know, what's the best job, your how to transfer skills, you know, moving from one career to another. That's the area where I've had additional training, expertise, and transformation. Coaching is another place that's more close to my heart. Those are usually individuals who are ready to make a change in their life. And whether it be, you know, I'm done with him this time for real, how do I get back to myself? You know, and or, you know, substance abuse. You know, maybe they're going through their AA and they got their counselor and things of that nature, but sometimes the environment, maybe for, you know, financial reasons, they can't move to it, you know, all the way out, or they're still got family members that's doing things, and we talk about it and we develop coping things and reiterate maybe what their counselor or their sponsor has shared with them just to help transition. And usually it's setting goals and action steps on how to move forward. So it's a master life when you get extra certificates and CEUs behind those three areas for me is what
Matt,
I specialize in.
Between Sandy's show and Letitia's show on Wednesday nights, man, y'all be bringing some badass females on this show, boy. You can't
don't
help.
Don't forget to say, and I'm bald.
Yeah, bald badass females on this show.
Okay.
I'll say it like that. Because you can't help from not getting fed knowledge and understanding. I mean, because I'm on, you know, on Letitia's show, and I can't help just run my mouth and ask questions and stuff, because it makes you want to ask questions and stuff, because, you know, not only the women are, you know, the women are getting, you know, knowledge, you know, I'm getting plenty of knowledge out of it as well too. So y'all need to have y'all own school or Hard Knocks or something.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, y'all need y'all own school, you know, classrooms and stuff, because y'all some professors.
Because that's why we have all these things going on, you know, because I believe in connecting with people that can take me to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's doing, and my other guests, and no, I had on last week, you know, we are doing stuff different, but we can always encourage each other, or, you know, she's telling me some things that I did not know, you know, to help me get to where I need to be, because it takes more than just one. It takes more than just me to get there. So I'm open for that next level and to have what God says that I can have.
Well, you know, most men won't take time out of their schedule and listen to positive women talk reality. As I said, reality.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the word, right?
I need a show. I need a show.
Yeah.
I can speak on all
and understand, you know, the reality that's being said and talked about. And honestly, I've learned a lot. I thought I knew it all, but no, y'all women know it. Y'all some badasses.
Damn,
I just gotta
right.
keep saying it. Y'all some badasses. And Letitia, she's on here listening. I just want her to come on here and say something. She claims she's multitasking, but she can say hello. Her mic is open, and she's got a badass show on Wednesday nights here as well too. So, y'all got it going on, man. I put money on, if y'all were at a crab table, my money's going on y'all.
Yeah, because when you have lived.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived a life that sometimes you didn't see no way of getting through, you know, it makes you go to the next level. You know, even for me, writing a book, I had to relive some things, but it still took me to where I needed to be. There were some things that I needed to get out, some things that needed to be exposed about me so I can move on. Because sometimes we go through things and we keep it to ourselves. But it's that one woman or that other woman that needs to hear what you have to say so they can get out of whatever situation they're in, or they can believe in, well, God did it for her, he'll do it for me. Or if she can take that step, I can take that step. So mm-hmm. when we're hiding things, we really hurting other people because somebody
exactly.
needs to hear our story. I call it a journey. Somebody needs to hear our journey, and that's what I'm about. That's what the Miss Baldy show is about. Not only for women, I'm going to have men in the future, but right now it's about us. It's mm-hmm. about getting out what we need to get out. It's about sharing. Like you said, you had a child young. I did too. I never thought I would be here.
Mm-hmm. Same here. But, yeah.
Yeah. I never thought I would be here. But I am. You know, there was days when I wanted to commit suicide. What if I would have committed suicide? I would have never known what today would have been like. I would have been just stuck right there. You know,
that
sometimes we
true.
Go through depression and, you know, thinking we the only one. No, we would never be the only one of doing anything because somebody else have been there before. But we just need to
but
encourage
if you,
people.
But if you don't share, if you don't share, you would always think that you're alone. And that's
yes.
what I want to build that sisterhood, that mm-hmm. like authentic community and sisterhood,
mm-hmm.
normalize it again. It's not a competition. What's for, like you said, what's for you is for you. And we all have our
mm-hmm.
journey. We all have our purpose. And if you really
mm-hmm.
know what you're supposed to know, you're supposed to be a servant. You can't, and your blessings
right.
ain't going to overflow if your bucket is always full.
No, you
it
have
just ain't
to
gonna
give
work out.
You have to, because there's so many.
Right.
I work in the school system. I see a lot of hurting, not only the children, adults as well. And, you know, sometimes people just need to talk. If someone had a talk to me, if someone had told me the truth about life,
mm-hmm.
I think I would have been a lot better. But I'm going to have a show coming up about hurt, about grief, about being raped, molested, things that we don't really talk about. But
mm-hmm.
it needs to be talked
mm-hmm.
about because now they have trafficking. They have all these different things. People need to know there's another way. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I was brought up, it was called whatever happened in a house stays in a house. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a lie. Some people need to know what you've been through. Some
mm-hmm.
people need to know, no, I don't have a scar to show what I've been through, but I've been through something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
we do have
on to things that damage us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, we do have Letitia's on. Letitia
hey,
there.
Hey, sister, how are you?
Hello, everyone. How are you all?
Yeah,
I had to
take her arm and put it behind her back to get her on here. Yeah. Well, she's here.
Excellent show. Excellent, excellent. Inspiring as always. And that's what I like, inspiration and encouragement. I'm just going to say, like, I agree so much with what you guys are saying now. I work in education as well. And it's not a lot of people to tell the young people, like, instead of pointing fingers and wagging fingers to say what you shouldn't and you shouldn't do this, and to come from an eye-to-eye perspective, like, I've been there. I know exactly
mm-hmm.
how you feel. The suicidal part, I told a young lady a couple of weeks ago, I said, I know how you feel. I've been there wanting to, feeling like it'd be better without me. Everybody would be better
mm-hmm.
without me. Everything would be better without me. And it's only by the grace of God that
mm-hmm.
I am still alive, because I even attempted. And I heard a voice one day that said, it's going to be okay one day. It's going to be okay. Just hold on. And I did. And here I am. I've never been more sure and confident and secure in who I am as a woman, as a Black woman, as an educator, as an inspirational speaker, just all the things. And that student, she wrote me a letter yesterday, and she was like, I love you so much. You're like my mom, and you
wow.
know, you make my life, you know, And I know that some of us are gifted to help people. Mm-hmm. And if we can just, if we all did our part, the whole world would be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's like myself, oh, go ahead, Leticia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean cut you off.
I was asking Sean, I was on our group chat, and I was asking him earlier, do you have a PSA so I can play, it on my show for your event in September, a commercial. And if you get it, I would like to play it on my show for anybody who's listening in your area.
I would definitely be working on that. Right, Sean? We're going to work on that? Because I know I'm not where to start. But yeah, I appreciate that, too, just spreading the awareness about it. And it's just, what you were saying, it just takes that one person to give the other person some hope. Just that one person to say, it's going to be okay. Like you said, I know you can do it. Because sometimes they don't get that. One thing that I also experienced, I can't share too much, but just in a broad way, is you know how many people have never, ever received any type of encouragement, a hug, it's going to be okay, good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to fall into those kind of relationships, not even like with their boyfriend, girlfriend, but just friendships and things of that nature. They always try to go up and beyond to get that attention, to get that response.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they're never good enough. So imagine already compressing that and then losing your hair or gaining weight. The physical of us starts changing too, and now we don't meet the standards of society. So all that compressed in there, that's hard to do. And everybody ain't built for that. So that's why I feel it's so important that we normalize sisterhood support. How do you say, check on your strong friend?
Mm-hmm.
You really do, because everybody has their breaking point. Everybody.
That's
right.
Everybody
you
needs
do,
to reboot.
You do have people that abuses the system for attention.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I know one person individually that abuses the system for the, I'm not going to say no names, but, just won't share, won't comment. If it's not coming from that person, it's, okay, if they're not thinking about it or thought of it, it's, they could care less, but they abuse the system for attention, and that's that's not what these awarenesses are for. These awarenesses are supposed to help people get over what they're going through. Because like myself, it took me a long time to get over. I mean, I'm a domestic violence survivor. It took I hit it for years and years and years until I came. I was doing a show with a bunch of women on my network, and that night I could hear God in my ear, tell your story. It's time for you to tell your story. Stop hiding it. Tell your story. I told my story, and then after I told my story, it felt like a motor was lifted off my back, and May, I'm doing a big, domestic violence show again. But this time, I got a lot of men that are going to be coming on the show with the women and talk about their experience going through it and being quiet as well, too. So, yeah. I mean, I was stabbed 6 times in the back, in the ear. My ear had to get reconstructed, and then the neck. I was an inch and a quarter away from a juggalit. Yeah. She got mad because I didn't want to entertain her, her BS anymore. And then the whole time I thought about, being in the hospital was my daughter at the time, my oldest daughter. I'm like, damn, I'm not going to see her no more in life. and she was 2 years old at the time. Yeah.
That's, it's crazy. You know, so many times we hear about women being abused, but not so much about men.
Yeah.
And a lot of men don't want to talk about it. But somebody, again, somebody needs to hear your story.
Oh, yeah.
So they can be free. You know, that's why I'm, my life is just open. When I get ready to have the segment about being free, people in my family are going to be upset. I'm not going to call any names, but I got to think about me. I got to free me. I got to get all of this that's been gathered up through all these years. I need to get it out.
Yeah, you're supposed to. What Bernie Mac say?
Exactly.
What did Bernie Mac say? Yeah. Fuck them.
And then, you know, and then another thing about children, you know, we were talking about how, you know, some of them don't get the attention they need. A lot of children never even get I love you from their parents.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Right.
And my children are adults. And if we hang up and I forget to say I love you or they forget, I'll call right back. I'm like, I love you, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
True.
I tell the students at my school, I tell them freely and all the time, I love you. I love you. Like they eat it up, because it's just, you're right. A lot of people, grown-ups, just don't get enough attention, positive attention, non-sexual attention, because that's a thing, you know, everything.
That's a whole other show. Absolutely.
When you have loving people such as yourself, Letitia, and Sandy, I didn't mean cut you off, you know, that's the kids, you know, then they're not getting it home, but they know when they get to school, they're going to get it from you guys. That's why they anxious to get the hell out of the house to get to school, and then they discouraged when they got to go back home.
If I take a day off, they were like, you ain't telling me you wasn't going to be here. Where were you? And, you know, I laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, it's funny to me. Or they write me letters, or they say something to the other students like, I'm Miss Green's favorite. And I sit back and I laugh. I'm not going to agree, but like, I'm Miss Green's favorite. And, you know, it just warmed my heart that, you know, some kids come to you and tell you things. And sometimes I have to say, stop coming to school telling your folks business. Because sometimes they'll come and tell you everything, but the love that I receive overall, it outweighs the negative of some of the teachers, or, you know, if I'm having a bad day, the students make my day. They just, you know, encourage me. I have grandchildren, and I hope that someone treat my grandchildren the same way that I'm treating these children. I'm taking out time. I could be doing anything, but I want, you know, we have to teach these kids things gonna happen. Things are going to happen in life, but it's how you deal with it, even as kids. Because some things happen to us, even to me, and I'm 56. I didn't know how to deal with it. So how do you expect for a child to deal with something and you don't even know how to deal with it?
Exactly.
That's why you have to show them love. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was totally agreeing, because, like, at where I work, the adults expect more from the kids than they even do for themselves. And you just, like, their little brains, I work in a middle school, and I'm like, their prefrontal cortex is not even developed, and you want them to process all of the things that's happening in their lives, which you may or may not know about, on top of all of the things that are happening in this society and everything, and you just want them to be fine, and they're not fine. Nobody's fine. They're not fine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you for that. Miss Katina, is there anything else you want to say? I know I don't have you on longer than I told you we was going to be on, but the conversation just got so good.
Yeah, this good conversation. More dialogue like this absolutely needs to take place. And we just got to continue building those platforms so we can have those conversations in that safe environment, no judgment, because you just never know who may have been in a situation similar, how they got out, how they moved on, how they transformed, and things of that nature. Because sometimes just getting it out, because even as a child, you don't get to express. And I come from mm-hmm. that too. What happens in a stage, you know, that kind of thing. And you yeah. grow as an adult kind of still carrying that old school rule kind of, but it impacts other parts of your life. And sometimes until you get either a certain age or meet somebody who can try to help you break that down, or maybe you get into therapy or something, that you don't even realize, like, wow, a part of who I've developed to be as an adult has been structured by me learning how to, like, bury that in the back of my head, that trauma. Now I have yeah. to learn how to let the trauma go, how to forgive, how to move on and be free from it. That's a lot for anybody.
It's a whole lot. You know, I just think about, this just came to me, having a suitcase, and everything you go through, you put a brick in that suitcase. First, that suitcase, you know, you can just roll it. It was light. You can put it on your back. You can hold it. You can do whatever. Then every time you go through a trauma, you just put a brick in there. Eventually, that suitcase is going to get so heavy you ain't going to be able to pull it, push it, mm-hmm. or nothing. It's going to stop you in your tracks. And that's how mm-hmm. life wants. It wants to stop you. But we have to learn how to, although we're going to go do something, we got to empty out as well.
Mm-hmm.
We got to empty that stuff out, because if not, it's going to keep us where it want us to be. And that's how my life was. I was stuck for a long time because of circumstances. But no, you know, you have to learn. You got to let that stuff go. You have, like, this sisterhood we have, even on the phone with us three ladies, well, four ladies, just that sisterhood. We don't know each other, but the right. bond talking about life and not being afraid to talk about life. Some people will only tell you the good things. Oh, I want to hear the good things too, but I want to hear life. I want to hear mm-hmm. those bad things. I want to hear those things that you don't want to tell anybody else, because I got some things that I need to tell you that I thought I wasn't going to tell anybody else. And 9 times out of 10, that's going to help all both of you.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's how Leticia became. I had her husband. I was interviewing her husband on the show, and she was on the show with her husband, and she started talking. And I was like, wait a minute. I said, she needed her own damn show. So the next day, I was like, yo, man, that's your wife, and she won her own show on my network. And rest is history. When you get ready to do your 30th episode, 31st, something like that. 30 episodes, yeah. I said, man, I'm not letting that one go. I'll be a fool.
Awesome. Because we need realness. We need people to be real.
I mean, the vibe that I was getting from her, and the vibe that I still get from her when she's talking, and you know, and her guests, you know, or like your guests, saying, you know, like I said, y'all some badasses. Well, Leticia's not bald, but y'all some bald with hair badasses. I'll say it like that. Yeah.
This is awesome, and I really appreciate it. But Miss Katina, give us your social media again. I know it's 9:48, and I've had you for a long time. Give us your information again.
Absolutely. So my IG, I already saw, thank everyone who already started following the page. The IG is she_ADOR22. And you can also follow our group on Facebook. It is it's Bald and Beautiful Pageant. That's where all of the updates are going to be now centralized there. And we're converting my IG. Marketing team's doing a phenomenal job to get that ready. But you can find more information there and or go to the website, which is sheador.org/iinfo. So sheador.org/info, I-N-F-O.
Miss Letitia. Is Miss Letitia still on the phone, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
You'll tell us your social media as well.
Letitia?
I think she's not on. Is Ross still on?
No. Her call dropped.
Okay. And that's DJ Sean.
I'm trying to follow. You said S-H-E.
Mm-hmm. Underscore A-D-O-R. There's no E. Some people put a door.
O-R.
2-2.
2-2.
I got you, girl.
It keeps coming up. Let's see. Discover.
You want me to send it to you? I have it.
Send it to me because it's coming up. What type of product do you have? Do you sell any specific products? How can I purchase a product?
I don't know. What are you looking up? I'll send it to him. I just want to tell you thank you. I want to thank DJ Sean, the Hilltop Radio Show, the Radio All-Stars,
yes,
for even accepting me.
Yes.
To have this platform, like I said, I was just a guest, and you know, to have this platform to bring awareness about us, and I really, 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 really appreciate it, Sean. You just don't know. I never thought I can do this because of my speech, and I'm just so grateful. And Miss Katina, girl, I'm so excited for you, girl. What you about to say, Sean?
No, I say no problem, no problem. Yeah.
Oh, and Katina, I'm just so excited for you and what God is doing for you before you got on the show, now while you on the show, and after you get off the show. You know, I'm excited for you.
I'm excited. I'm excited for us because it has to be movement. We have to just keep going, and whoever else we can bring on and get that conversation flowing so, again, we can normalize sisterhood, like talks like this. I've never met Letitia before. I've met you just recently, but we felt safe enough to be vulnerable, even talking about some stuff and Sean as a male being there. That's what it needs to be, because when the times get tough, I want to remember Letitia and Sean and Sandy and be like, man, I really don't got nobody else, but I think they understand. So let me share. Because being alone, isolation is the worst thing. The mind can be a best thing. It also can be the most terrible thing, especially when you're going through your storm.
Oh, yes, it is. Woo, it is. Because, you know, I always say a lot of alone time is not good time.
Exactly. That is so true. So,
Your mind really starts to go. Yeah, it's not. But I really, really appreciate you. We're going to stay connected. When we get off this call, I'm going to call you because we got some things that we got to talk about.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just appreciate, you know, you coming to, you know, talking about your event, talking about, you know, things that you've been through. I really appreciate your honesty because you could have came up here and just told the good. Now, I want to hear the bad, the ugly. I want to hear all of that. That's the type of person that I am. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I just appreciate it. And in the future, I hope we can do something together to bring awareness, you know, together.
I'm with it. I am absolutely with it. I'm all in, as they say.
Yes. And, again, my alopecia walk is August the 3rd. It's going to be in Fortendale, Alabama. And I'm excited about that. I'm so, so excited about my third alopecia walk. You know, like you, something that you didn't think was going to happen, and it keeps happening year after year. And I'm so grateful that God chose me because he could have chosen anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just grateful. And thank you so much. Thank you, DJ Sean. Do you have some more information for her or some more questions?
No. I just want to make sure I'll get her email from you, and I'll send her over Uncle Billy's information and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Again, awesome. I thank you, sis. I appreciate it. And Sean, can you take us out with a song, please?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you again, sis.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, too, Fanny.
Welcome.
Confusion, but the purpose.